Here's the first thing you need to know about old Sully. I ain't gonna change my ways to suit you. He shrugged. Anyhow, it's kind of poetical when you think about it.
What do you mean?
Making something useful, something lovely, out of something that's done and gone. 100 years ago, they used to make bracelets out of corpses' hair. Do you ever hear that?
I shook my head.
A widow wore her husband's hair all the rest of her days.
The coil twitched as Sully began to weave in the pieces.
Something lovely, he said again softly as if to himself. Something to remember him by.
His hands were rough and gnarled, but when he worked in the locks, he did it deftly.
Gotta keep my hands busy, he said. Idle hands do the devil's work. That's what the preacher used to tell us in Sunday school when I was a boy. And anyhow, it's better than whittling out the same damn chess pieces over and over like some folks do.
It would be all right, I ventured, if you played chess. He scoffed.
What am I gonna do, play against myself?
For a minute or two, I watched him weave the silver pieces into the strands that were already there. What are you gonna do with it when it's finished? He shrugged.
Who says it'll ever be finished?
But I don't see what the point of it is if you're not going to finish it.
Can't you say the same for living? Just goes on, and no reason for it. Here. Give it a good tug. Then it's strong enough to hang a man. Go on. It won't break.
How did you learn to do that?
My daddy was a rope maker, among other things. Now, tell me about your first one.
It was my babysitter.
You remember? Your mama found you?
I nodded. What about you?
Sully chuckled to himself. Ate my own granddad while they were waiting on the undertaker. Saved my daddy near $300.